Now, boys and girls, you did so well last Lord's Day. I felt like giving up preaching altogether and just let you doing it every Sunday. That would give me a great time, wouldn't it? I noticed the confidence with which you gave your address and sang. In fact, there was one or two actually just leaning like this over the pulpit. I'd never tried that in my life. And you were only here once and you could do it. It's wonderful to see the way you did things. Now, you've not to do very much this morning. You've just to read a verse. And it's Romans 12 and verse 1. And then I'm going to tell you a wee story before Desmond comes with the announcements. It's quite a hard verse to read. But don't worry if you make a few mistakes, because we'll all forgive you. And just have a go and see who's going to read it for me. Romans 12, 1. Who's going to have a go this morning? Anyone? Anyone up at the back in the gallery? Anyone down at the side? Come on, don't go just... That's great. Did you put her hand up for her? Go ahead. Good, that was well done. That was very good, because that wee girl's brother actually put her hand up for her. So watch who you sit beside when it comes to the children's talk. Right. I want to tell you a story about a man called Cheka. He didn't live in this country, of course. He lived in a country called Ethiopia. He didn't live a long time ago. He died just about 19 years ago. Cheka. He was tall, and he was strong, and he was brave. And there were people he hated very, very much. There was a tribe called the Podi tribe, P-O-D-I. And that tribe used to come into Cheka's country and do all sorts of awful things. They would burn the huts. They would take prisoners. They would kill the men people. And they would steal the cattle. And you know, this all happened not a way back in history, but only 20 years ago this was going on. And the Podis came so often into Cheka's country that the tribe, which once was 25,000 in number, went right down until there were only 2,000 people left. So you can imagine that Cheka grew up hating those people and wishing he could kill a few himself. He wasn't very happy. There wasn't very much money. Wasn't very much food. And he married several times, actually. And every time he got married, his wife died through fever. So he was very miserable. Very miserable. He had hatred in his heart for the Podi people who destroyed his country. And he had sadness in his heart because every time he got married, his wife died. Until one day, someone told him about the Savior. A witch doctor from his tribe had gone into another land and had got saved and came back with the news of the gospel. And Cheka became a Christian. And immediately he gave his whole life to Jesus. Cheka wasn't the kind of person who did anything by halves. He did everything by wholes, and he gave his whole life to Jesus. Now, he hadn't been to Sunday school. He had never had a children's day like the one we had last week. But he knew enough that he should give his whole life to Jesus. So he started telling people about Jesus. He told his relatives, and he told his friends, and some of them got saved. Then one day, the Podis came back. A great crowd of them, that fierce tribe Cheka hated. This time they really did a terrible lot of damage. They burned an enormous number of huts, destroyed the crops, killed a great number of people, took prisoners, and left the land desolate. But you see, Cheka was now a Christian. what could he do to get his own back on the awful people who had done all this to him? Could he take a sword or a spear and go into Bodhi land and kill them? He thought about it. And he decided he would go into Bodhi land to tell them about Jesus. See the difference becoming a Christian makes. Before, he would have wanted to kill the Bodhis. Now he wanted them to be saved. And you know, boys and girls, that's what he did. He went into this very dangerous, very difficult land. And sometimes he was taken prisoner. There was one time when Tekka was taken prisoner for 2 months. They wouldn't let him go. And there were many times when they threatened to kill him. But still he kept going back. He would come back to his own land and get supplies. And then he would go to Bodhi land and tell them the gospel. Then about 19 years passed. I think it was in the month of March. I'll have to check up on that in case it was April. I think it was in March. News came that Tekka had died. Now, we don't know how he died. We do know that the Bodhi people killed him, and they probably shot him. We don't know where he's buried. Nobody's ever found his grave to this day. There's no nice headstone that says, Tekka died here. No one knows where that man died. But what we do know is this, that because Tekka gave his heart to Jesus, and Tekka gave his life to Jesus, and then gave his life for Jesus, 16 men decided they would preach the gospel. And they went to this land. And where there had only been one or two, there were now 16 people telling others about the Savior. You see, when you give your life to Jesus, you may think you're losing a lot, but you're not. You're gaining everything. And because one man decided to give his heart, his life, and then even shed his blood for Jesus, many, many thousands of people have heard the gospel who would never, ever have heard it before. Now, he wasn't like us. He wasn't educated like us. He wasn't dressed like us. He wasn't taught in the Sunday school like us. He hadn't a pastor like us. He hadn't Christian parents like some of us. But he just came to Jesus and he said, I want to serve you. I want to give my whole life to you. Now, we'll be talking about that all day today, not only to the children, but to the grown-ups in the morning and in the evening, giving one's whole life to Jesus. And that's what Paul says. I beseech you, give your life to Jesus. Not just a part of it, but give him the whole of it.